Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Tuesday, November 12th. I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. The St. Louis Zoo is rolling out the pilot phase for a new security screening system.
The screening system is called Evolve. It's at both zoo entrances. Officials tell KMOX it is designed to detect, quote, concealed weapons as guests enter, close quote. The zoo says they are recording entries from 9 to 11 this morning at the north entrance to see how the screeners are working and to work out any kinks and make adjustments. Guests with large bags, strollers, wagons, soft-sided coolers, wheelchairs, backpacks, and purses will be directed to a security attendant for a bag search after passing through the automatic detection system. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
The Ferguson police officer critically injured in August protests will be transported to a specialized rehabilitation hospital today.
Officer Travis Brown, known as TJ, suffered a severe brain injury while trying to make an arrest at those protests August 9th. For a time, he was in a coma. Patricia Washington with the Ferguson Police Department says the community is welcome to line the route to show their support for this milestone in his recovery.
There will be law enforcement presence and there will be first responder presence at major overpasses from Grand Avenue all the way out to Chesterfield Airport.
If you're driving along the route when his escort approaches, the department is asking drivers to pull over safely and wait for those vehicles to pass. Megan Lynch, KMOX News.
The police escort for Officer Brown is expected to begin at 11:30 this morning at St. Louis University Hospital. It will end at Spirit Airport in Chesterfield.
With Veterans Day just removed one day, Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth is reflecting on the anniversary of her alive day.
Today marks 20 years since Duckworth almost died in Iraq when her Black Hawk was shot down, causing the loss of both of her legs and partial use of her right arm.
I hope that they consider the service of all veterans, whether or not they were wounded or killed, but that the fact that our veterans served this country and it didn't matter where they're from, where I'm coming to you now from, this is the Mississippi River that separates Illinois and Missouri. In the background, we had a reunion with my crew.
Duckworth tells MSNBC her crew from the Missouri National Guard are mainly Trump supporters, but that doesn't matter because veterans serve the entire country. And she says now is a time of healing and working together. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Missouri's budget director says Missouri's next state budget will need to be leaner. Dan Hogg tells senators federal pandemic relief funds have been spoken for, and he's not expecting substantial financial growth.
You know, it's going to be a little different than the last couple of sessions where we've got, just to be honest, we've had some big pots of money here recently that we've been able to do some things with. I think we're going to be back to a more normal budget, sort of a pre-COVID type of atmosphere here as far as what we're looking at.
Hogg says cutting taxes has also led to declining state revenue.
Northern Missouri Congressman Sam Graves confirms he has had talks with the Trump transition team about the possibility of serving as transportation secretary. The Missouri Republican is chair of the U.S. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Following an article by Politico, Graves confirms to KFEQ Radio in St. Joseph that he is talking with Trump's people.
I have been talking to Trump's transition team, and they have informed me that they've got me on a short list. For that. So I'm obviously taking a very hard look at it and, you know, see what happens. But it is certainly something that is very intriguing to me.
Republican caucus rules would prohibit Graves from continuing to serve as House Transportation Committee chair in the next term of Congress unless he is granted a waiver.
After the narrow passage of sports betting in Missouri, the state will hand out 21 licenses. But will that be too much? According to the Business Journal, North Carolina, the most recent state to launch sports betting, only had 8 takers for 12 online licenses it offered. Ohio offered 25 licenses, but only 17 were scooped up. In Missouri, there will be 6 licenses for pro sports franchises, 13 for casinos across the state, and 2 online only. It's likely those 21 licenses will be higher than the demand. From the KMOX Business Desk, St. Louis Startup Week officially kicks off today. The St. Louis Economic Development Partnership is hosting open houses at its business incubators today in Lima, tomorrow in Wellston, Thursday in Chesterfield. The open houses are an opportunity for entrepreneurs or startups looking to grow in St. Louis, an opportunity to learn more about the small business development centers. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.